Is it racist that sometimes I send a black Santa emoji?
Santa was black.
Turner!
Santa was black.
Just when I think you can't get no whiter, you go and totally redeem yourself. Santa was black.
Have you ever had a question you wanted to ask the opposite race but you were too nervous to ask?
I'm Turner Sparks.
And I'm Phil Duckett.
And this is Black and White Advice.
Where we answer all your questions about race, even the scary ones.
This is Black and White Advice. If you've got a question but you're scared to ask, just drop the boys a message because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice, they ain't always.
All right, everybody, welcome to Black and White Advice. I'm Turner Sparks.
Phil Duckett, baby, also known as the real deal, Phil the Thrill.
Phil the Thrill Duckett. We got Joe Russell the Muscle on the ones and twos.
Yes, sir.
Producing the show.
Big lube.
We are back. We're ready to rock. Phil, we got a couple announcements before. What'd you just call him?
Big lube.
Big lube?
If you know Joe's real name, Big Lube is perfect.
What's your real name?
He doesn't want to talk about it. He's
his
like,
real name's not Joe Russell?
He's like Cosmo Kramer. He don't want you to know his name's Cosmo.
It's not Joe Russell?
No, it's Big Lube now.
I feel like I don't even know this man.
The Big Lubowski.
I've known him for 7 years. We got Big Lubowski on the
Big Lubowski on the ones and twos.
Oh. Best producer in the business.
Real shit.
And we said last episode, or maybe the episode before, we officially had launched our Patreon thing. And we have one subscriber. Look at that.
What up, my boy? His name is Tug.
His name is Tug.
Big Tug.
Tug in Utah. We are on our way. Tug's in. So that means you know what Tug gets. Tug gets priority. Any question he wants, it goes to the front of the list.
And Tug is my
I
told him I was going to drop it for you. Don't repeat that shit in Utah.
So join Tug, everybody.
Yeah, be like Tugboat. Pull us along.
Pull us along like Tugboat. So anyway, yeah, he whatever question he wants goes straight to the front of the list. And a couple more things. Phil, your comedy special is out right now.
It is, man. It's doing well. It's been about a little over a month.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're at like close to 15,000 views. I'll take it. Nobody knows me, so I'll take that. But push it for me, man.
Let's get that up.
Yeah, let's
get those numbers up. By next episode, I want it to be 20,000 views.
I'll take it, guys. Yes.
So just go to what, YouTube?
Type in Phil Duckett. You'll see it'll pop right up.
All right. Speaking of Utah, I got a couple dates coming up. I will be in Provo, Utah on February 1st. Provo, Utah. I'm filming a dry bar comedy special. You ever heard of dry bar comedy?
So everybody will be sober.
It's sober and it's clean.
Is this a special?
Yeah. It's a half hour.
They have 20 million what?
Between their Facebook and their YouTube, they have 20 million subscribers, followers.
First time I met you, you had a producing a show, and you were like, can you do clean comedy? And I didn't even know what the fuck that meant.
You didn't know what those words meant?
Yeah, I was like, there's no such thing as clean comedy. You're like, no cussing, nothing sexual.
You ever heard of Seinfeld?
Again, I don't watch Jerry stand up. I watch a show.
Oh, okay.
But
Regan?
Yeah, but that's why I'm like, I was so fucking. I don't watch
Bargatze?
That type of. I don't watch
Bargatze?
None of that. None. I watch only dirty comedy because who I am.
I like dirty comedy too. Just like all comedy.
But no, it makes sense. No, but no, I'm happy for you. But yeah, you were the one who introduced me to clean comedy.
Oh.
And it showed me like maybe I can get a late night set after all because I can do it.
Yeah, I was going to say all late night comedy sets are
clean. Which is why I am stagnant sitting in the position I'm in.
Well, I'm stagnant too, which just means I'm not funny.
So you need to start cussing. I need to go clean.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That's our brand.
February 1st, Provo, Utah. And you can watch the special taping live. February 8th, Newport Richey, Florida. All right, let's get to the show. We've done this in the past. This is headlines. This is ripped from the New York Times decides that they're the arbiters of etiquette, and throughout the world, and they want people to know everybody's been acting stupid, and this is the way you have to clean up your act. And earlier we did one on the summer party etiquette,
right?
How to go to a summer party. New York Times is back. This time they've interviewed restaurateurs around New York City, and they've decided that everyone post-pandemic is their etiquette at restaurants is terrible. And so these are the restaurateurs telling us how to behave in restaurants.
I can agree with that, though. People kind of lost it over COVID, and you were inside so long that you think what I do at home is acceptable.
Yes.
And we did forget the etiquette of society.
Well, and you've worked in restaurants.
I've worked in plenty of restaurants. And, buddy, yeah, you see some of it all.
Yes. Really do. Yeah. What now? What position you worked at? You worked like server,
bartender, mostly server though. I've served thousands of tables. I've been fired from every establishment in New York City, so I know a thing or two about bad etiquette.
All right, so the New York Times etiquette for both eating at restaurants. Just turn them on in case we need them. The buzzers. I don't know why we would need them. This isn't even a game.
I was like, okay.
You never know when you want to. Okay. Knock somebody down. All right. Here's their first rule for eating at a restaurant in New York City. It says, your busser is not your server. So please do not ask them to get you a drink.
Tell them to kiss my ass.
Agree.
Because if my server is in the weeds, which happens, when you serve at a restaurant, sometimes you can't control the dinner rush. You might get triple set, where you got three tables sitting down at the exact same time. They all need waters. They all need cocktails. The bar's backed up. And then one table gets their food, but we still haven't gotten our drinks to the other tables. If you don't think I'm going to be like, Jorge, can I get some ranch?
Oh,
I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, it's nothing personal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
just randomly picked a name, Jorge.
Rapido. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it be sometimes. Like, I get that. And I'm
Andale.
And see, that's racist.
Come on! That was a yes and. These are the rules of comedy.
And
you bait and switched
me. I did. I was like, look at you. Couldn't wait to say
it. You could say rap.
Oh, andale.
You started it.
Yeah, but I speak Spanish.
No, you don't.
I could.
What, Spanish 1? Voices y Vistas?
Yeah.
High school
Ben
freshman?
Ben Conmigo was the name of my textbook in high school, which I believe is Come With Me. But yeah. Yeah, man. I know a little something.
I agree with you. I don't. How am I? Are we supposed to know who's the server? I don't have a PhD in restaurants.
Their uniforms are different.
How are you at every restaurant?
Majority is on
the restaurants
boys.
In New York City, they don't have a uniform because they're so cool, they don't wear one. But then I don't even know who works there. Half the time I'm asking somebody, I'm like, can I get another water? They're like, I'm waiting for the bathroom. I don't even work here.
You're that guy.
I'm every guy.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah, you're the guy who hands me his ID. Like, hey, can I get in here? I'm like, sir, I'm smoking.
Now... Wait, you're not the bouncer?
Yeah, that's the energy you give. Hey, man, I just want to come in for a minute. I don't fucking work here, shithead. Yeah, I've been there.
So I'm supposed to know who the busser is and who the server is and who the bar back is versus who the bartender is?
Me, whoever's wearing an apron wandering is going to get a question. That's how I do it.
I'm trying to agree with
you. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just saying there normally is a difference in uniform, but if I see an apron, I don't worry about the logistics of who does what. You can get the message to whoever got the ranch.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I feel. So I'm with you.
So they're 0-1, New York Times.
Idiots.
All right. Now, this one's tipping, and we have talked about this in the past. That's why I wanted to do it. This is their etiquette for tipping in 2024 in New York City. They say, good news. They present this as good news. Good news. 20% is still acceptable, but...
It's the max.
But let me keep reading. But it should be considered the floor at this point, not the ceiling. And then they interview this guy. Or this woman, Mrs. Mulgaveski, she says 20% is perfectly acceptable if you have had a perfectly acceptable dining experience. But if there were things that you really loved about it, tip more. Disagree.
Who are these fucking?
So inflation is already through the roof, right? So the
20% is the floor.
20% is more now than it was 5 years ago because things cost more. So just basic math, if something used to be $50, 20% would be, I don't know, $60, a $10 tip, right? If things are $100, now 20% is not a $10 tip, it's a $20 tip.
Listen.
So everything's so
pay what you can afford without going broke. Don't listen to these assholes. I don't know what type of pretentious shit this is where 20% is the floor. Yeah. Maybe we should start reading the New York Post because I don't want to hear that shit no more. Like, are you out of your fuck? 20% is the max you'll get from me. Unless, like I said, you got a nice pair of sweater puppies and I'm like trying to impress you and I'm like, take the 50%.
Yeah, you're on a date.
But yeah, you think I'm just going to give some schmuck 40% of the bill? Like, what are we doing?
Yes.
What have we done as a society?
And also, the second you leave New York City, it goes down to 18, 15. We talked about this before. I was just in Syracuse, New York. They were like, 15 would be great.
Yeah.
And everything's cheaper.
Exactly.
I don't know.
That's
okay.
Ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
0-2, New York Times. Do you guys find this that when you're on the road, I love performing on the road, but there's always there's always the comedian in my head that's on the road is the fat white guy with the beard who talks about food the entire time. Not even on stage. I mean, like, in the green room is like, whoa, they got peanuts back here? Whoa.
I've never encountered.
And then also, then it's half about the food that's in the whatever situation you're in, and the other half is about comic book movies. Like, bro, you've seen The Green Lantern, right? Like, whatever the new one that came out, and then they're blown away that you haven't seen it yet.
Normally, it's not comic books, it's anime. The one I run into, the anime people.
The anime
and
people.
And I've literally been in a room full of people just talking like, you haven't seen whatever, whatever.
They're
and
aghast.
I'm like, no, I get pussy. So. No, I mean, I don't really, I'm not familiar with the cartoons. I'm 36.
And a lot of them, they're furious.
You got to get on that, man.
Yeah, and this person's in it, and that guy's like, can you believe they didn't put this guy in the new Spider-Man?
I literally said that a couple weeks ago. I was in a green room with a bunch of comics. They started talking, and they were going crazy. And they're like, Phil, what do you think? I was like, I don't know.
This is every conversation.
And I was like, this is what it must feel like to be a loser in high school. Like, I've never felt this left out of something in my life.
Oh, that you were the loser.
Yeah, I was the loser.
Yeah, because they're bummed.
They were so excited. They're all talking about it. And I'm like, literally like, what are y'all talking about?
It's like you haven't seen Scent of a Woman or Casino or something. You're right. But it's just the new Green Lantern.
Yeah. So that makes sense. I've been there. And it just shows to show you, like, comics are strange people.
They're the worst.
They're strange people. I've been there. Comic books.
All right, we got one more. This one says, try your hardest to arrive at the restaurant on time. I have no problem with that. And with your complete party.
Totally agree.
Said, the 15 minutes spent waiting for your complete party and the 15 minutes that it usually takes to get the table in order together adds up. And now you're pushing us back. You agree? I disagree. Why does the whole party have to be there? Who cares?
I don't know why they need to be there, but I'm a punctual person. So if I tell you a time, be there on fucking time. Plus, my shithead friend Phil from Chico almost beat his ass one year for my birthday dinner. He shows up an hour late, blackout drunk. They didn't seat us for 50 minutes to the point where I told him he wasn't coming. This is our full party.
Yeah.
Please seat us. They seat us. He stumbles in another 15 minutes late and then says, I'll just eat off everybody's plate.
No, he doesn't.
Yes. Yes. I literally almost. So then they charge him because we were at Fogo de Chao, the Brazilian steakhouse.
No.
So it is they come around. So if you eat one piece, they charge you the full $80.
Yeah, it's an all you can eat.
So he gets charged and he was like, I'm not paying that. I didn't eat anything. I literally almost stomped a mud hole in this motherfucker. Friend. I said, first of all, this is an all black table in this white ass restaurant. Then ass comes in here pulling this fucking poor shit. I said, and got us looking crazy when we all got money, but you're making a scene. He makes a scene.
Oh, yeah, he does. I know Phil from Chico.
I literally, they had to pull me away from him. They literally, my boys escorted me out the restaurant. I was like, I'm going to fuck you up when I see you.
Oh my God.
We didn't speak for like 8 months after
that. And he ate off other people's plates.
Not only over people's plates, he walked around the salad bar picking tomatoes. Swear to God. I said, this is the poorest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
My mom does that with fruit at the grocery store. She'll take grapes.
And you know what? And that's acceptable because who's going to stop you? But at Fogo de Chao, when they got a million Brazilians watching you to charge you $80, you need to be correct.
You should go straight to Brazilian prison for that.
I've never been that
Phil, is that the night Phil from Chico cut his sack on a fence?
Oh, my God.
This is a Phil from Chico
episode.
We're going
to have to edit that part out. But no, those are years apart.
Because that's getting edited out, let's just say that Joe just brought up a story that we cannot talk about Phil from Chico.
Yeah, there's so many stories about Phil from Chico you can't talk about, but that is top notch.
Are we 100% sure he didn't go after a healthcare CEO last week?
Listen.
Or whenever this came out in the Marines?
And only split a scrotum? I doubt it.
Oh, no.
I doubt it.
The only thing I agree with is it arrive on time, but I don't agree with that your whole party has to arrive on time. I hate sitting there and they're like, you're waiting on this one guy. We won't see you until the one guy shows up.
But it goes back to fucking up the flow of shit. Because if everybody's not seated and then you start putting in orders and now this guy comes in, we already about to be on appetizer. I got to go back and do an appetizer order when we already got the flow. You know what I mean? Because you know, a lot of these places, those type places, you only get like 90 minutes, maybe tops per table.
Yes.
So if you're not here and then we have to wait and you start from the beginning and we're already 45, 50 minutes in. Yeah.
We're moving on.
Yeah.
I will say I don't like when people show up late in the middle of comedy shows.
Well, yeah, that sucks too. Especially if I'm on stage.
I guess I get. Yeah, when I'm on stage, yeah. No, I get it. Okay, fine. Moving on. Should we do it?
What would you prefer?
What?
People showing up in the middle of your set or a check spot during your set? Like they start dropping checks.
I would rather have people show up in the middle
Me
of my
too.
Set.
Okay.
Check spot in the middle of a stand-up comedy show. That should have gone away 40 years ago.
Yeah.
You can easily. So if you don't know what a check spot is, it's when you're doing stand-up and then an hour, 15 minutes into an hour, 30-minute show, they come out. Everyone has to pay their bill for their drinks. I guess because they're concerned that when the show ends,
they won't have
just
enough time to
run
flip
out.
Flip the room where people might leave and like ditch the bill.
Yeah,
so they do that.
Because they do it on the road when that's the last show of the night.
Yeah.
When you're at 10 o'clock on a Friday night.
But it's
night.
The headliner they're dropping checks on. In the city, they do it on an up-and-coming comic. It's a hard spot to do. But on the road, I figure they think, well, he's a headliner. He can handle anything.
No, but it's the worst.
You can feel the energy leave the room because people are not dumb, but it's hard to do math in your head.
Well, so for 40 minutes into your 45-minute set, everyone stops paying attention to what you're doing. Headlining on the road and getting the check dropped on you is awful.
Yeah. That's what I want to know. You were talking about showing up late. I'm like, I'll take that over a check.
Oh, easy. Yeah, I'll take easy show up late. Because, yeah, I've had it where I'm on the road, and then all of a sudden, like, you just lose the whole audience, and you're in the middle of a bit, and you go, well, I thought this was a good bit. Yeah. And then you look out, and no one's paying attention. You're like, what am I supposed to do now? And all these comedians have told me, like, dude, you got to come up with a thing to do in the middle of your hour.
So just stop the bit cold turkey, like, oh, what's the deal with math?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, no, that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I get you on that.
Just do it at the end of the show.
I'm with you. Yeah, okay. I was just curious.
There's a new club in Jersey, The Dojo Comedy, and they have that you pay with QR code after the show ends. That's it.
How do you stop people from ditching the bill?
They got to show the receipt on the way out.
Nice.
The Comedy Cellar does the same thing.
Yeah.
Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
All right. People have questions and we got answers. So let's get to your black and white advice questions.
At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, StarKist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, you want to get bonus content, early episodes, and have your questions answered on the show?
Well, then subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice and subscribe right now.
Do it, and we'll give you a shout out on a future episode.
And I might call you the N-word.
All right, we're back with your black and white advice questions and answers. The first question comes from Manuel in Tempe, Arizona. Manuel
says, Tempe.
It's a great town,
it's
right?
Great town. ASU, man. Good God.
Oh, yeah. Arizona State University. Yeah,
it's crazy. It's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
I think so.
No, it's like they pulled him out of Playboy magazine and just threw him into real life. Like, live.
I don't. Somehow they've convinced people. On the East Coast, people think that when you go to Arizona, you're going to the West. They don't realize you're just going to like a sandbox. It's just the desert. There's no beach anywhere, but I don't think they totally know that. So all these women go out to Arizona being like, woohoo!
You think that's what it is? Because I'm like, I don't know how they got here, but they are smoke shows.
Yeah,
I
mean, there's something in the brochure.
I've been out there to Tempe and Phoenix a couple of times. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
First question from Manuel. I'm a 19-year-old Mexican guy. He says, I'm going to a holiday party filled with white people and was asked to bring snacks. I'm usually a spicy Doritos guy. But this is tricky, as I've been told that white people can't handle spicy food. What flavor of Doritos should I bring to be safe?
Spicy nacho, you dickhead. They're not flaming hot. They're not that damn spicy. White people's palates can handle spicy nacho.
I don't think Manuel knows a lot about white people.
We didn't ask you to bring Takis. You know what I mean?
I do like that he's narrowed it down to Doritos.
Yeah.
He's for sure bringing Doritos. But what brand? So I've looked into some brand, some styles.
Cool Ranch is going to be white people's favorite.
Ding.
You cut
ding,
it off?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, Cool Ranch. Cool Ranch is Yeah. But as you get older and you want to elevate yourself, bring a nice chorizo charcuterie or some shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At least go by
white people. White people like exotic meats. You know what I mean? That's probably why they like your penis. So
I feel like Manuel probably has a good salsa recipe in his family.
Yeah.
I know. I love that. He's a spicy Doritos guy.
Call Abuela and be like, tell me how to make that sauce.
Well, here's what you don't bring. I've looked these up. No Flamin' Hot Limones. That's a style of Doritos.
That feels racist as fuck.
That's
no Flamin' Hot Limones.
For the white people.
It's limon. I'm Spanish.
You don't know what you're talking. Again, Voices y Vistas, freshman year.
It's limon.
What'd you get a C?
I actually did get a C.
I knew it.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the reason I didn't graduate high school on time, I had to take summer school and I lost my scholarship to play football because I failed my 12th grade Spanish class by a point and a half. I had a 67. You needed a 69.5 to graduate. And this motherfucker would not give me that point and a half. He said you didn't earn it. He was a new teacher.
High school, and he knew he was taking away your football scholarship?
Yeah, he was like, I gave you ample opportunities to change your score. But he was fresh out of like the Citadel Military College.
Oh, yeah.
And it was his first year, and he was a real hard ass.
Yeah.
And I remember that was probably the first time I ever like genuinely considered shit up a school.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
But anyway.
Maybe edit that part too.
No Flamin' Hot Limones. No, apparently there's a spicy mustard brand. Don't bring that. And there's also one salsa verde of Doritos. Here's what you do.
Nobody eats salsa verde.
Nothing
seriously.
That's in Spanish. That's going to be spicy for the white people.
You are on a slippery slope.
What are you talking about?
All Spanish snacks are forbidden at social parties.
These are brands of Doritos. These are
Flamin' Hot Doritos are good.
Yeah, but he's saying he doesn't want to bring spicy for white people.
Oh, so you're saying I thought you were saying this wasn't acceptable. I was like, okay, no.
I'm saying for white people.
Go with Cool Ranch or regular nacho cheese.
There's a couple other styles you might want to consider that I've
sweet chili. That sweet chili shit is good. They like those.
It has the word chili in it, but it's sweet.
It's sweet. Okay. Sweet Thai chili. The Doritos, the purple bag.
There is one that's just ketchup flavored Doritos.
Not in America. Those are European. I've seen them. They don't sell them in America.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
According to the internet, they do. And there's one that's Mountain Dew flavored Doritos. I think that's white people.
You take it to the trailer park. Mountain Dew flavored anything is straight Section 8 shit. Go ahead and get your food stamps ready.
White trash.
Oh my God. I can smell them.
I remember going over to kids' houses growing up, and the fridge would just be all 2-liter bottles of Mountain Dew.
What was it, like Ricky Bobby's parents?
They would have like Mountain Dew mustaches.
Oh, you can always tell like somebody's social status, like the kids who walk around with the red Kool-Aid lip.
Yeah,
you're
the Kool-Aid
like,
mustache.
Oh, y'all are poor.
Those kids smell bad, too.
Y'all are poor.
They had like ripped jeans before
they
were cool.
You always knew.
Yeah. Usually a mullet.
Old Connor.
Always named Connor with the Kool-Aid mustache. Some type of a sunburn.
Yeah, eating fucking SpaghettiOs out the can. You knew the type of household it was.
All right, next question. All right, here's a good one. This is from Sean in Oakland, California. Sean says, we have DEI training at work, and it's basically become the new version of sexual harassment in the workplace training. Everybody gets the one-day seminar. Our company can check a box that they've did it, and then we move on. My question is, to make it effective, how would Phil design a real DEI program that actually made white people listen?
I guess I need to know what the fuck DEI is before I can answer that. Like, what is that, like a CDL license?
You don't know what it means? It means diversity, equity, and inclusion. You've never heard
them bullshit ass little seminars they make you do to make everybody feel good?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make you feel like I could give you, I looked up what DEI training they do now, and we can see how you might spin it. So basically, it's this thing that I think it came out of the,
Me too?
No, like the Black Lives Matter protest 2021, and then all the corporations decided, well, we're like good people now, and we're just going to give people training on how to talk to black people. Oh. Essentially.
Has it worked yet? Because I haven't seen it.
I've never heard of it. So yeah, clearly it's not working.
DEI. How would I make a DEI program that they could use?
That would actually help white people as opposed to... What would you tell white people as a way to better communicate with black people as opposed to this seminar? Is the question.
I would say if you're white and trying to be... I think you should just go by this rule. How do I word something to a minority that won't get me punched in the face. I think that's the best way to look at it. Like, is this putting
me at risk?
Is this putting me at risk of getting dog walked at my office? I think that's the perfect way to put it. How do I prevent myself from getting rode hard and hung up wet from a minority at my job? That's all you got to ask yourself. It's like the WWJD question.
What would Jesus do?
Yeah, what would a white person do?
Yes.
You want to say, wow, if I was black, would I actually don't think like that, because y'all don't be offended by enough shit. You'll be like, no, that didn't seem that bad.
What about this? How would I act if I'm sitting across the table from 1980s Mike Tyson?
Right. Every black person is Mike Tyson. How would I speak to him?
I'd mind my
that
P's
is
and
the way
Q's.
To do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do I talk like I'm speaking to a black person from Brownsville?
Yes.
That is probably the best
way. I'm incredibly nervous.
Yeah. As you should be.
Polite.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, Mr. Tyson.
Compliment everything.
Yeah. Because if I don't, I'm going to get punched.
Yeah.
Out.
I'm going to shatter your fronts.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that I like that.
That's a way better.
Treat everybody like they're 1980s Mike Tyson. Not only could I get my ass beat, he could take my ass.
No matter what he looks like. If he's the fat kid, yeah. If he's the, you know, the whatever, he has glasses, who cares? He's yeah. Tyson.
I like that.
All right, that should be the seminar.
Yeah.
I feel like you can make $100,000 a class teaching these, going to Apple, Google,
yeah.
All these corporations.
How do I prevent from getting my ass whooped?
Yes.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
All right, next question. This is Trevor in Portland, Oregon. Trevor says, I'm a 40-year-old white man. During the Black Lives Matter movement, I changed my thumb, like online, on Facebook, whatever, or I guess texting. I changed my thumb to a darker color in order to be a good ally.
Oh, you're talking about the emojis.
Emojis. The thumb emoji.
He made a black emoji.
Trevor made a black emoji in Portland, Oregon to be a good ally.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Well.
Why would you do that?
He said to be a good ally.
That's not being an ally.
Did that not help?
That's being Rachel Del Doza or whatever well, the yeah, fuck her is. What do you mean? We don't need you to be black to be an ally. Be your white self and speak out when you hear fucked up shit. That's the only thing. Y'all got this whole ally thing fucked up. We don't need you to go get dreads, all right, and put a gold grill in to be like, I'm one of y'all now. Like, we're good. Yeah. Bro, that is crazy to even think that's like acceptable. Like, I don't even know why you would think it's a black thumb.
Can I tell you something? I know a lot of people who did that.
You did?
I did not do it. I stayed with the Homer Simpson yellowish weird one. But no, I know a ton of, not only that.
There you was went yellow?
Well, it was all, the original was yellow.
Was yellow, oh.
Right? So I didn't yeah. go white. I feel like the people who go white.
Yeah, like supremacists.
That's also odd because the yellow one, we just assume, you assume the Simpsons are white people.
I assume
and the original emoji thumb was a white. It was a yellow. Oh, you're assuming.
I thought that was for Asian people. I was like, they had to be inclusive, so they kept the yellow.
Maybe it is. Maybe it was them saying.
So it is acceptable for you to have yellow because of your marriage. You know what I mean? Like, it's
my
one
wife's
unit.
Chinese.
It's one unit.
Maybe the original thing from Apple, whoever created that emoji, was like, listen, you got, there's millions of Asian people. There's millions of white people. We create this one. That's going to cover most.
Yeah, most of them work here.
And then,
yellow works.
Yeah, we'll figure it out down the road.
Yeah. No. But changing your thumb to black is nuts. I thought he meant, when you said thumb, I thought he meant his profile picture to BLM. I was
no,
like, okay.
He meant his emoji yeah. thumb.
If I was his friend, I'd have been like, the fuck are you doing this?
You never got a text from a white person who you're like, hey, you want to meet up at noon? And they go, yes, but they just do the thumb and it's black?
One time it happened and I was like, the fuck is that? That was my response. The fuck is that?
And they responded, what? This didn't help?
They were like, I just want you to know, like,
no
down.
Good.
I was like, we're not that down.
Is it racist that sometimes I send a black Santa emoji?
Santa was black.
Turner!
Santa was black.
Just when I think you can't get no whiter, you go and totally redeem yourself. Santa was black. As a matter of fact, have you ever been to a mall and seen a black Santa? It is the greatest thing. I love it.
I have not, but I would love to.
Because it enrages white people. They get enraged.
A fictional character.
You thought it was bad when they made the mermaid black. Soul Saint Nick being a Negro, it touches the soul.
Come on, kids. We're going to the car. Let's go back.
We don't want any fucking Newports. Yeah.
So the question is... So he says, during Black Lives Matter movement, I changed my thumb to a darker color in order to be a good ally. Now that the movement is over... If I change it back, is that racist?
It's extremely racist. You want to be black? Be black.
That's what I anything.
Don't be black when it's convenient. Be black all the time.
You don't see Dolezal saying, oh, now I'm white.
No.
Because the movement's
she
over.
She is. I'm talking. She stayed in it.
She's full on.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. No, she's.
If anything, I have more respect for her now.
Yeah, yeah. No, she has a full-blown mental illness. And the thing, I can respect that. I can respect that.
All right, last question. This is from Anjali in Palm Beach, Florida. She says, she's Indian. She's like, I'm an Indian girl. I went to see Wicked in the movie theater. So that's that play on Broadway. They're doing the movie. I went to see Wicked in the movie theater, and white people were singing along to the songs in the theater. I sat there steaming because I didn't want to get kicked out, and now I feel like a loser for not doing anything about it. What should I have done?
Why was she steaming?
Because they were singing along throughout to all... It's a musical?
It's a huge issue because there's so many super fans of this fucking movie.
Yeah. So it's a play. Wicked's a Broadway play where they flip the idea of... Is it Alice in Wonderland?
No.
Or what is it?
Wizard of Oz.
Oz. They flip Wizard of Oz. What if the Wicked Witch is the good... I haven't seen it. I don't know. It's something like that, right? And now they turn that Broadway play into a movie.
So Ariana Grande is Dorothy?
No.
Is that true?
No. She's the... The good witch, the pink witch with the pink dress.
Yeah. Oh.
And now all these super fans are going to see it in the movie theater. And Anjali says that they're all singing along, which I've heard other places too. They're singing along to all the songs. But if you haven't seen it, you're just hearing these idiots behind you sing when you want to see the movie.
I say then wait for it to come out on Amazon and stream it at your house. Because what do you want people to do? People that first of all, you think that's tough? Go to a movie full of black people, baby. You only hear the first three lines, all right? So it's just one of them things. So I can assure you, it probably wasn't that bad. Because I've quit going to black movies on opening night because it's impossible to know what the fuck's going on. All you hear is "run, bitch," and you're like, "Jesus."
Did I ever tell you I saw Get Out at the movie theater?
I know they almost killed your ass
in downtown. No. It was downtown Brooklyn. I would say 90% black people. Me and Joe Schaefer go. We just moved to America. We'd been in China for 12 years. We go to see Get Out, and sitting next to us is three older black women. I'd say in their 50s, mid-50s. They sit down. First of all, they go, hey, you guys want a drink? And they get out like flasks. They each have a flask, and they start passing us like wine or whatever, you know, rum and tequila. And so we're drinking with them. And then as the movie starts, Get Out, it's a black guy who goes to a white neighborhood, right? The entire time, everyone's screaming the movie. It's hilarious. We love it. And then at the end, and they're also like grabbing us. The lady next to me keeps grabbing me for the scary parts. I met her 10 minutes ago. She's grabbing my hand like, oh no.
That's your black auntie now.
And then at the end of the movie, they go, dead serious. This lady says to me and Joe Schaefer, she goes, tell me, the two of you, neither one of you is married to a white woman. And I said, sister, I got good news.
Sister, I got good news is ridiculous.
I said, my wife is Chinese. And she goes, there you go. Yeah.
Sister,
and they got up and got danced, good news. And we high-fived.
Sister, I got good news is the funniest response ever coming from you. Now, I went and saw 12 Years a Slave with two white friends. By the end of the movie, I looked at him and said, find your own fucking ass. Couldn't even fucking look at them.
They're like, how long is this movie?
Yeah, oh, they 12 were years. Sweating. They were sweating.
We cut it down to six said, months.
You see what the fuck y'all have done.
All right. We got one more question to get to, which we're going to save for our Patreons, for Tug and anybody who's joining Tug. If you join our Patreon, we give you a shout-out.
Tug, you get a personal question, man.
You get a question just for you. For this week, it's just for you. And anybody who joins, you can join, too. But before we get to that, White Lies and Dark Truths, this is our fact-check portion of the show. What did we get right? What did we get wrong? Joe, the Muscle Russell. What do we call him? The Big Lou what?
The Big Lubowski.
Lubowski.
Well, you guys were first talking about Phil from Chico. And I did a Google search. And according to Google, that is something Phil would do.
That's the show, everybody. You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message, because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice, but you can't think twice and give it black and white advice. Black and white advice.
At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.